Hey, everyone, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Spin and Grin.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
It's good. It's good. I've kind of got this pre-company anxiety going on where I've got 7,000 million projects due and none of them will really fully get completed before everybody gets here on Friday, but you know.
They'll all be drunk. They won't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I care. We're having our house power wash tomorrow. That's how much I care.
Wow.
I know.
But wasn't, can we go back to Spin and Grin?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Was that the most awkward thing Jeff's ever said? I was like, because Troy Zen's even like, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, did he say, is that a new hashtag?
Yeah, I'll give you the idol back, but I don't know about this whole Spin and Grin thing, Jeff.
Yeah. Good times. All right, this is exciting podcasting, and Jay's allowed to talk this week.
Yes, exciting stuff this week on Survivor. And that's the episode.
Jay, you're looking at me like, is there something on my face?
No,
like,
no.
You're looking at me with like that, should I tell her there's something in between her teeth kind of look?
No.
Okay.
She should power wash her.
All right. Is it because I just took my hair down from a wet bun, so now it's like messy crazy?
No.
Okay, that's what it is. It's my hair.
No, you look fine.
Can we stop bragging about hair? It's really getting old.
I'm like all freaked out, and I'm on edge anyway because of this whole company thing.
Freaked out.
But yes, we had another kind of shift in the game this week. Probably it should have happened a while ago, but it didn't really. The Zeke getting voted out because of his betrayal of Andrea, because he got his butt saved a couple weeks ago when it was going to be him. But it ended up happening today. Overall, everybody feeling pretty good about the move, or like it's like I'm getting the sense everybody here is just not very like excited about kind of what transpired.
Well, actually, I'm happy because it wasn't Ty. I'm like, what, Ty?
So are you taking the Sandra is queen approach as long as it's anybody but Ty?
Anybody but Ty. That's how it should work.
Hey, Shandy met Ty this weekend. Last weekend.
She stalked him.
Running her marathon. So there's that. Anyway, okay. Anyone but Ty. That works, I guess.
But were you guys shocked that Ty was getting votes?
I was very surprised.
That threw me off. It definitely threw me off because, but we'll talk about it in the recap. But overall, interesting how the vote panned out. You never know how the edit's working on that, but I understood why it happened. It made sense why it happened. I don't understand why the Sarah and Michaela kind of turned on Zeke when they seemed to really trust Zeke. And they didn't want to ruffle any feathers, but
Michaela cried. Okay.
I know. She showed some emotion, the steely exterior that she's had for a lot of the season.
Her heart grew 3.5 sizes that day.
You know, Michaela, the queen of tribal councils with the coffee, sip. And yeah. the popcorn eating,
yeah,
or the coconut
eating. Popcorn eating.
She had tears in this one.
But she did say, you know, is you have your heart, but you have to vote to get yourself further in the game. So she was telling everybody at that point it was Zeke.
But excited to talk about this episode during Recap Day. Before we do, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have over 150 patrons, and we're on our way to our next goal of $1,250 a month. At that point, we'll be doing a special quiz off between all of the different podcasters on the Jay and Jack Network. Should be a lot of fun. And the big one, the $2,000 goal, if we ever can get there, will be Jack's first Survivor audition tape.
It's so safe. It's ridiculous.
I mean, honestly, all it'll take is just one person to just donate like $1,000. So if anybody out there thinks it's worth $1,000.
I've seen it. It's worth it.
I will give you $1,001 not to do it.
I posted the picture of when we showed it to Jana on the Facebook group and everybody's
so
reaction.
If anybody out there, and again, I know it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. No, I'm not underscoring that at all. But if somebody has like an extra $1,000 laying around and it's worth it for them to see this video, now's the time to do so. Put it in there and check out. So we can finally release.
Tax returns are coming back. How are you spending your refund?
Survivor audition tape.
What is it? What is a refund?
A tax refund.
Oh, do people still get those?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Plenty do. Jax hashtag first world problems. All right. So without any further ado, let's get into this recap.
All right. So we've got Survivor Game Changers Episode 9, reinventing how this game is played.
So, Colleen, you were a little ticked that this was the title of the episode was from the challenge.
Yeah, it was kind of lame. Like, what, Debbie gets voted out so nobody else can have a freaking title quote? I mean, I don't know. It feels like that's cheating.
Well, they should have just, you know, to solve the puzzle, just looked at the title.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't they have like the little, what's that little board they have? Take two, take three, take four, what's that little clicking sound? The title of the episode.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying, it feels like lazy title making. I'm just saying. Anyway, we already started night 36. 36. Night 26. Culpepper was shocked and blindsided by Debbie's vote out. He laments that he was in pretty good shape, but now he's in the minority. Sarah cops to flipping and hopes that if she makes it to the end, the jury will reward her by the fact that she was a game changer enough to make this type of move. And I was like, winner's quote? I mean,
I got your joke. She copped.
Yeah, thank you. I thought I was clever. Cerise says that although they've now taken control, it doesn't mean it'll last. It only takes one wrong move to end up on the jury. And I wonder if that means, Cerise, that cements our was it here or was it Tribe where we're thinking Cerise is going to just miss the final three?
You've been saying for a while that you think she'll be bridesmaid again.
Sort of kind of feels like that. So I wonder if this was sort of one of those foreshadowing setups where Sarah's going to make it to the end and Cerise's going to have one slight misstep and just miss it. I hope that's not the case.
Well, if she makes it to the end, I think she has to win, right? But the thing is if we're talking about edit, she hasn't really. She's had a few moments where it's like, oh my god, this is Cerise. This is why she's so amazing. But she's also been very kind of had a quiet edit on some of the episodes.
I disagree. I think the early on she was quiet. Well, don't forget we still saw Cerise when we didn't see Sarah for several episodes. She barely even spoke.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't think Sarah's winning the game personally.
I don't think so either, but I think that she's definitely going to make some big moves. Maybe she's going to use the advantage correctly or something because we see so much of her.
She might not. She might not win the game, but she could win the game.
Sarah?
Yeah, she's the only one that can't win it right now, I think, is Michaela.
Right, right. Yeah. Also, Debbie, Zeke, Haley, and Ozzy can't win either.
Well, they can't win because they're on the jury.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitter Debbie. I'm done with Debbie. I don't ever want to see her on the game again.
Ugh. Anyway.
Let's keep moving on here.
You got to wear a woman that can pull off a maxi dress, though. Day 27, the reward challenge. It's the blue team, Culpepper, Zeke, Andrea, Aubrey, and Sarah against the orange team, Sierra, Troyzan, Suri, Ty, and Michaela. Yes, Zachary was rooting for the blue team. That's our son, for anybody out there keeping track. I was like, who do you want to win? The blue team.
Well, there's not a green team, right?
There was no green team.
Yeah, he would pick green over blue, wouldn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
But he does like blue. A lot.
He does.
Anyway, Michaela, like, beasts out. It was like, you know, you always say I'm like kind of like a border collie, Jay. This was like, you know, a border collie with skills. I don't know where I was going with that. Like, it was like she had all this energy, like, pent up, like, let me show him what I can do. And then she went out there and did it. I don't know. She schooled Culpepper.
But her team still lost.
Her team still lost.
Should they come up with a puzzle one time that says, solve the puzzle and Jeff will stop talking? What do you think of that as a puzzle?
You could tell that Jeff was like done with it after a while. He was like, gosh, an hour. Jeez Louise, I got a facial schedule.
But again, he was pretty much like,
tribal.
You know, this season has a lot of game changing going on. And he just kept like hinting at it.
Yeah,
like,
he was going totally done with it.
The title of the episode is The Answer.
Zeke and Culpepper tried to figure out how to spell longevity, which I thought was a pretty funny moment. And then finally, the blue team figures it out, thanks to Andrea and Zeke. You know, it's a shame that those two couldn't work it out, because they really do make a good team.
They do, but honestly, I gotta blame Zeke on that one, because he betrayed her, and then once that trust was gone for Andrea, she was gunning for him from that point on.
I know, was she gunning for him? Like, was she having tunnel vision so much she wasn't seeing the bigger picture?
Oh no, I agree. She could have been. I'm not saying if it was the right move or not for Andrea to be that focused, but blame Zeke for that, because he went after her first. If Zeke never did that, they could have been to the end.
I think it was the right move for Andrew to keep going after him, because he proved in this episode he was still going to betray her. So he was, you know, he started working with Culpepper and in Troy's End. So I think she knew she couldn't trust him.
It's definitely the right move.
But
it's just a shame they couldn't work together.
Well, for Andrea, it was the right move.
Yeah, for Andrea, yeah.
Yeah.
Not for, and who knows, it might not end up being the right move for Andrea at some point.
But it is, because without it, Andrea would have been voted out by Zeke. Zeke was already planning to get Andrea.
Yeah.
He was just going to do it the next vote. So she got him first. So no matter what, she had to do this.
That's true.
Whether she wins or not, that's a whole different story. But to avoid getting outed by Zeke, she had to get him this vote.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Moving onwards. They go to the reward. Unlike Debbie, Sarah's never been in a helicopter before. They fly to a resort where they have a giant feast on Lazy Susan. Zeke and Brad bond over football, and Andrea is worried that Zeke will work out some kind of deal with Brad, and it will, you know, be bad news for the current team of six.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Was it like a castaway moment with Zeke? He's like going, you know, here I am at this great resort overlooking this great beach. He's been on the beach for 26 days.
No, they flew them someplace, so it was a different-looking beach.
You're 26 days of water, and you're... Okay.
I don't know. I didn't really take that.
I know Zeke has climbed Mount Everest, so that's...
No, he's saying it's like climbing Mount Everest. It gets harder.
Well, how would he know?
Because it's you read about it. You can learn things by reading.
How come some people... Have everyone said it's harder as you go up? Maybe people say it goes easier.
It doesn't, because people
die when
you go up.
You can't breathe. Yeah, you get there, you
and
die
if
from
you
the
die
elements.
On, and if you die, you just stay there. Well, they don't get
that,
you. Your body just
is frozen there. That makes it easier.
What?
Right?
Yeah, you're not going to make sense out of this one, Jack. let's keep going.
I just thought it was a stupid statement when you said, overlooking this great beach.
No, because it's beautiful.
Yes, like beauty. You can appreciate
the beach they're on
beauty.
Is beautiful.
Exactly. It's all beautiful. You're in Fiji. It's amazing.
I don't want to go to Fiji.
Anyway.
All right.
So we go back to camp at day 28. Everyone's hungry. Sierra says that the travel the previous night was humbling. And then Ty says, for the first time in two seasons, that he's felt like he's truly at the bottom. Everyone comes back from the reward, and Aubrey is worried about Zeke and his ability to play the game really well and bonding with Brad. Andrea and Ceree also discuss taking him out because he's the biggest threat out there. Ceree says she's played four times and Zeke knows the game even better than she does. They have to get.
There's a bit of fan service there. I feel like Ceree does play a better social game than Zeke.
I think she just means like the ins and outs and the technical.
He is a few steps ahead, except for tonight.
Yes, there you go. But anyway, they know they have to get Officer Sarah on board, but they have to do it very carefully. Ceree goes to talk to Sarah, who wants to keep Zeke in the game because she has the extra vote that she's going to use to get him out down the line. And She ends up telling Ciri about it. And she's, and but, you know, Sarah's just going to go with whoever can get her further. Do we think it was a good idea for Sarah to tell Ciri about her advantage at this point?
No.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a, eh. I don't think it really gained the trust because I think Ciri was going to work with her regardless. And now Ciri knows that she has this thing that makes Sarah a threat at a certain point to be one that's voted off.
Yeah.
So Ciri's the type of person that will set up a blind side, and I think she's going to be gone.
But at this point, they need her because they need the numbers.
They need her. But I think it was I would have told. I would not have told.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's all situational, right? Ciri has a very calm presence to her that maybe she thought she wasn't going to, like, go, like, crazy and, you know, freak out. Like, if Sarah had told...
She talked the ice cream guy out of giving up his immunity.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, yeah, if you've ever watched Ciri, you say, oh, okay, I don't have any advantage.
Very, very true. So on day 29, Zeke is nervous because there's an eerie calm around the camp and he can't get a read of where the lines are drawn. Zeke and Sarah, though, trust each other a lot, wholeheartedly, and they want to bring in Brad and Troy's in. Zeke wants to make a final five deal with Sarah, Brad, Troyzan, and Michaela being number five. So Zeke approaches Brad and Troyzan about a final five deal. He says that he can't loop them in on this particular vote, but it's not either of them. Brad's relieved that he's seemingly back in a better spot, although he doesn't want to have to vote for Sierra or Ty. However, he did come to win, so he'll do what it takes. We're getting these great confessionals from Brad. I'm just saying. I hope you guys had 10 points to give me in a few weeks.
Actually, it's five each.
That could be embarrassing for you guys.
Is it five each?
It's five each, and Jack, you and I both have five. So don't worry. There's no negative points going on.
Well, perfect. Currently. Unless I give one of my points away.
It doesn't matter. But yeah. But again, Culpepper has to make it to what, the final three? Is that the
It's looking good right now because nobody sees him as a threat.
That's true. Everybody's thinking Sierra is more of the threat.
Yeah, they just never. I mean, does his name ever come up?
It does, but it's more of going after Sierra before they go after Brad. It comes up.
Yeah, you had to get rid of Zeke. I agree with that move, but Culpepper should be coming up here soon.
You'd think.
So. But everybody wants to work with him. That's a really good sign for him.
Because he's like he said, he did a pretty good job of getting Zeke. But it also, I don't know if he did it on purpose, but it took the target off him and put it on Zeke.
Oh, I know. I thought of that, too.
So, I don't know if it was intentional.
It's smart, though. I mean...
Because sometimes the math doesn't add up.
Sometimes the math doesn't add up. And apparently the spelling sometimes either. L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Longevity.
Yes.
Well, remember, you're not eating. It's tired.
Yes, yes. Remember when Ken is a 10 misspelled immunity? Right? Was that the word he misspelled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Anyway, immunity challenge, Jeff's weird hashtag. Andrea ends up pulling it out to win her second individual immunity.
Wouldn't it be easier to start from the front? I mean, the back? I mean, seriously, I was saying the whole time, I would start at the end of the thing.
I mean, I guess if you're going to pull it out to win, then...
I don't know. I think Andrew had the right way, just getting all the boards out there as fast as possible.
I think so,
as
too.
As safely as possible. Because then, say, if you're short, you can then adjust, which gave her the time.
Yeah.
Because then she'd have to go back and forth to get the pieces. So I think she played it the best way.
I agree.
I would try it. I would, because they all did it the same way. I'm different. I would have gone the other way. Nothing to lose.
You do have things to lose, like immunity.
Now, were the sizes, were the heights different? Because you got Ty, and you got Sierra, who's tall. Was the thing they had to climb over, was it adjusted for their height?
I would assume so. Most of the time, it is adjusted to their height, like where they have to stand up on things and stuff like that. So I assume it would be adjusted.
I said, that's not fair to my guy Ty.
Because he's short, but he climbs trees, so he's got that advantage.
Yeah, he's not hopping over the thing.
All right, well, that's fair. Anyway, back at camp, Andrea, knowing for sure that she's safe, she wants to make a big move and target Zeke before he targets her. So she talks to Suri, again, who doesn't know how to do it without Officer Sarah being on board. Andrea makes her pitch, but Sarah really isn't thrilled about it. Michaela is also not thrilled about it. She and Sarah want to vote out one of the four because, as they point out, if it becomes 5-4, then it's not hard for the other four to flip somebody over at that point.
Actually, I agreed with them.
I agree with them, too. That's why I think this move was only good for Andrea. It wasn't great for everybody else.
But the only problem, though, is Zeke wasn't solid in the six.
Yeah.
True.
Because Zeke was already trying to do the same thing.
Right.
And that's where... It's tough because you have to
strike before somebody strikes
you. But I think Zeke played it a little too early and broke that trust a little too early.
Way too early.
Yeah.
What? Well, if Zeke comes back again for a third time, which I would be okay with, does he change his style of play, or is it too late now because people are going to say you can't trust him?
It's not that he can't. It's just I think he's a little too aggressive. I think he wants to make a big move, and he wants to make a big move at the cost of his own game, I think.
I think his enthusiasm gets the best of him, his love for the game, his enthusiasm for the game.
But can he change, or is it too late? People are going to know, okay, this guy is going to flip on you at a moment's notice.
But I think everybody's going to flip on everybody. Like exactly. I think it's less of that. I don't see him as being untrustworthy. I think for me, if I look at his flaw, is that he overplays, I think, and just maybe goes for the big move over.
But that's what I'm saying. If you know that, if I'm playing in the game with Zeke, I go, okay, he says he's on my side. I go, but he could cut my throat at any point. If I got a chance, I got to take him out.
It just depends. It really depends on the people he plays with.
Because I don't think Zeke is a villain or anything like that.
No. He's just a very, like you're saying, a very aggressive player.
It's not like a Tony situation where, I know I can't trust Tony. I don't think Zeke's play that he's done so far is Andrea that he's pissed off.
Zeke has played the same game, though, twice. Mm. Hasn't he? He got very aggressive in the first time and cost him, and he did the same thing this time.
He got aggressive, but his big mistake was he didn't ensure that Hannah was on his side the first time.
Yeah.
And, you know, once everybody went to rocks for Hannah and Zeke, it was pretty firmly, those two camps are pretty firmly established there.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I don't think that Zeke has that kind of reputation. Well, I mean, maybe he does, but I don't think that it's gonna make him such a huge target.
Again, save for Andrea, who doesn't trust him. That's really it. Because if you look at the way Sarah and Michaela trusted him,
and Culpepper.
So I don't.
Well, Culpepper needed him.
Yes,
and he needed Culpepper.
Yeah, they both needed each other, and he's able to make those bonds in the same way he was able to make the bond with the Boomer Sooner guy from last season.
But he shouldn't have needed Culpepper because
Brett.
He was in the six.
Yeah.
But
the problem was is it the fission or division between Andrea and Zeke, because then it became who's going to get who first. So again, Zeke was smart to be trying to get out Andrea because she was trying to get out Zeke. So yeah. I have no problem with Zeke's play. I think it was a smart play. Get your final three solidified, and then you need the two to make it a five.
He had to make a move. But once Andrea won the immunity,
I wonder what changed with Sarah and Michaela, though, because if Zeke was as certain as Sarah was originally that he was on board with a final five with them, then why couldn't she pull some more strings and ensure that the vote went her way?
I think it might be because Sarah won immunity, so he couldn't go.
Andrea won immunity,
so he couldn't go after Andrea. And Zeke would probably not be able to flip Michaela against Suri.
No, but it was Sierra though that they would vote. Oh, on the other side
because
of
Suri. Because you would need Culpepper
You
need some of them to kill their own, which it seemed like they were doing its tie anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think that Culpepper would have been willing, or Troy Zan would have been willing to vote out Sierra.
Yeah,
Okay, well, that makes sense.
So that's why Zeke didn't have enough on his own six, or that's that three that he had to really turn against anybody but Andrea.
Yeah.
So he didn't have the numbers to pull it off this vote.
Do you think at that point, two people are thinking, it's not me, I don't care, I can live to play another day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, why couldn't he have changed it to be something? But I guess he really was fooled because he trusted Michaela. Michaela told him that Sierra was still the vote. Yeah. Okay, well, all right.
Yep. And for Michaela and Sarah, they didn't want to rock the boat because they don't want them to seem untrustworthy.
Yeah. All right. Well,
because Sarah's already flipped. So if she did it again.
Right. Then she's the flip flopper.
Yeah. No one's going to trust her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. So Zeke ends up being voted out 5-3-2. Michaela bursts into tears and sobs the whole way out. I felt so sorry. Like, I felt so bad for her. She definitely gets those post-vote tribal reactions down pretty well, though.
Can we talk about
Debbie inventing flipping people off? She invented that.
Wait, Debbie flipped somebody off?
Yeah, during tribal.
Oh, when she walked in?
No. When they were talking about voting her off or something.
Sarah said she flipped. Oh. She got flipped. So we found out later that she invented flipping off.
Oh, that's right. She did. She did.
But didn't Aubrey flip her off before or something?
Or she flipped Aubrey off?
Yeah, but years ago, Debbie's the one that invented it.
So as they're leaving, though, Haley looks at Debbie and goes, game changers. And Debbie goes, idiots. Now, you'd see a lot of sentiment about this on Twitter, where it seemed that a lot of Twitter kind of agreed that the overall group is probably a little bit premature. They just took out one of the biggest targets, the easiest threats to get to the end, who's probably not going to win individual immunity in a conventional challenge. We talked about how this was a great move for Andrea, but was it a good move for the rest of the tribe to get out Zeke?
I mean, like, what's the better move?
You don't know where Sierra, Zeke's going to go.
Still. Sierra's got that tie with Culpepper, but you know... But
here's the thing, like, the Ceri and Andrea, to them, they weren't part of Zeke's final three.
Yeah.
So to them, it wasn't. For Sarah and Michaela, Michaela's going to be loyal to Ceri because Ceri saved her. So Ceri's already made that bond. And then Sarah can't be a flip-flopper multiple times because then she won't win when it comes to the end. And then the four that were on the bottom, they just do anything to stay into the game. So like what other, based on who end up winning this week, what other moves would have been better for them? Because Zeke would have gotten rid of Andrea next week.
Why couldn't they take out like Culpepper, who's like the other tie between the groups?
But he doesn't seem.
But
no one's,
Zeke wanted him to be part of his final five.
Right. So if you get rid of Culpepper, Zeke's down a final five member.
But then you still leave Zeke.
Well, they don't know that Zeke is with trying to work with Culpepper.
They were talking about it. Aubrey was talking about it. Andrew was talking about it.
They're bonding, but they didn't know that he went up to him and said, "Hey, final five."
Well, as far as we know,
they're aware of the fact that he might.
Oh yeah,
because
that was another problem with Zeke.
Okay,
all
right. I guess I somewhat see your points.
That's why I said Culpepper played. At the reward challenge, that was his best work ever because he took the target off him and he started talking football with Zeke, and Zeke got into it and got off his game and Andrew's just sitting looking at him going, he's going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And Culpepper was able to take the target off him. I mean, he was named one, he didn't even get a vote, and it was pushed on to Ty and Zeke and Sierra,
yeah.
So can we talk about how the bottom four, how they turned on Ty? Because they're the only ones that voted for Ty, right?
I think so. Yes, yeah. I wonder.
So they just got to make Ty feel good.
They must have been worried that we didn't see it. I don't remember seeing it, that they were worried about an idol being played.
Probably. No, because it was, they didn't, the people that voted for Ty was Sierra, Brad, and Troy Zan.
So I wonder if that's why they told them as a decoy vote. vote for Ty, just in case.
Yeah.
I know. I thought maybe it was going to be Ty, but Ty would have played his idol and, like, idled out somebody.
But still, that's got to that's got to
Ty,
make,
no!
But Ty being, I don't know. If I was Ty, I'd be like, okay, so you guys are just going to, like, do me like that? Do
yeah.
me dirty like that?
Seriously. Yeah. Well, then again, it's Ty. He's such a gentle human being that he probably doesn't even put it together.
But he wants to win. He has two idols. You got to be thinking the next time, no matter what,
gotta play
one of your idols.
Yeah.
Well, how many are left now?
Idols?
No, how many players?
Oh.
There's like
100.
There's more idols than players.
What day is the season finale?
I think there's 9 players left, right?
There's 9 players left.
Last time
left.
He complained, is it, what, the 5 vote? Or the 6 vote?
No.
No, the 5 people left the last time you can play.
Right.
Okay, so it's May 24th. Wednesday, May 24th.
So I'm with him, unless, you know or you hear it. Like, you'd probably want to save it so you can at least make it to the end.
You have 2.
I know. So then you play it at 6 and at 5, and then you're guaranteed final 4.
Yeah, if you can do that. But if you just got 3 votes today, and so, like you said, it was people from your alliance that voted for you.
But it's a game of poker. Got to play it.
I know. I
got no one to hold them.
I know. If I'm sitting there and I got 3 votes, I'm like, okay, I got 2 idols. I'm not going home with 2
but
idols.
But you didn't know that you had the 3 votes against you.
He knows. Today he knows.
Okay.
Oh, from
I'm
now
saying,
on.
I'm saying the next time I play, I'm not going to be James and go home with 2 idols.
Yeah.
True.
So I'm gonna play. I don't care what. I'm going to play the idol. If I don't get any votes, I'm like, oh, I guess I wasted my idol. I still have one.
So, Colleen, do you still feel like it was a dumb move, or are you with are you with us?
I think that you guys have changed my mind a little bit. I am still weary about them leaving the 4 person strong. Yes, Ty got votes against him, but as far as we know, they're still 4 people strong. So I'm a little weary about that.
I mean,
that.
I agree. You don't, just on paper, just like textbook, like you don't want to go from 6-4, or possibly be 6-3. To 5-4, because you're right. It only takes 1 to like that. That argument is sound and correct. The problem is that Andrea and Zeke were both going to gun for each other. So on either side, they had to get rid of the other person. And whoever did the right move.
I get it. Like, you guys definitely have changed my opinion a little bit about the move. So I agree with you.
You have 9 people left, and I would think that at least 7 of them can win it.
Really?
Yeah. Depending on who they take.
Who can't win it?
Well, I'm going with Ty since Ty can't get any votes. I mean, I hope Ty could win it, but for whatever reason, the guy can't get any votes. But Michaela for sure can't. I don't think Michaela can win it.
Okay. Troy's in. Okay.
I think Troy Zan could win it if he took Michaela and Ty with him. Maybe Troy Zan could win it. I don't know.
No, because then Ty makes the better case. Like, hey, I changed the game. I played the idol and got Malcolm out, which tipped the tides in our favor, which allowed you guys to get
Sandra
out.
I did that last time and got no votes.
Yeah, but he's playing a little bit differently this time.
Yeah, but Ty also had a bitter jury the other time.
Yeah. And he's got who's on the jury already.
Yes, but they all think Debbie is
Debbie's
BS
not
anyway. I don't think that.
Debbie's not against Ty.
No, Debbie's not against Ty. So
Ty was with her. Debbie's going to be against. Debbie's not going to vote for Sarah.
Sandra's the queen of the game, Debbie's the queen of bitterness.
You're giving Debbie way too much credit, because the last time it wasn't Debbie was bitter against Aubrey. Debbie's bone to pick was Aubrey, not Ty. It was Jason. It was like Jason, Kyle, Jason, whatever his name is, and Scott Pollard and Julia. They were the ones that were bitter against Ty, because Ty said he would play the idol for Scott Pollard, and then he was like, kidding, at the end. So they were bitter against him.
Psych.
Yeah, they were against him. Debbie's bone to pick was Aubrey, so that's how Michelle ended up winning.
So we're saying Ty can win it, and we don't think Troy Zan can?
I think that
I say Ty's a better chance than Troy Zan, because at least Ty has a better resume so far.
And that's to say that Troy Zan's not going to make some great moves with his idol, because that could totally be. Just as we've seen the game so far, I think. All right, let's see. Going into the single digits here, I think Ty maybe has a shot. I think Sarah has a shot. Suri has a shot. I don't think Michaela has a shot. Who else? I'm trying to think. Who's left?
Andrea.
Andrea has a shot.
Yeah, she definitely could win it, but I think the target's she's going to be on her back.
Yeah, I don't think Andrea's going to make it that far, to be honest. Who else is left? Sierra Dawn Thomas, SDT. I don't think
she could win.
She could.
Culpepper is still your favorite?
Culpepper is still my favorite.
He could win it.
Team Culpepper.
So, yeah. So that's why all these I think when you have 9 people left and say you said 8 people can win it, right?
Eight
people can reasonably win it, because sometimes you get to a point where you go, I don't even know if Aubrey's made a case. Maybe she can't.
Oh, Aubrey. I don't know if Aubrey. Yeah, we haven't seen enough of Aubrey.
Because she's played way under the radar this time.
Well, that she hasn't really actually made a move, and she's been on the wrong end of several votes where was stumped. So
I would say seven people have a realistic chance to win it. So you're going to have
6.
Flipping
I'm going to take Troyzan's name off the table.
I'm going to say Troyzan can win it because he just has great hair, right?
He does have pretty good hair.
He's the last
hair.
So.
Old guy hair envy. Like, he's as old as you, Jack.
I know.
did we confirm that with Siri? We confirmed Culpepper with Siri. Did we?
Close enough.
Troyzan, I think, is 54, but I could run faster than him.
Hey, Siri.
I don't know if Jack can run faster than Troyzan.
How old is Troyzan Robertson?
I found something on the web about how old is Troyzan Robertson
Robertson. Siri, nice. Let me down.
Well, you generally do have to say it correctly into the.
But no, I guess my point was at this point in the game,
Troyzan survivor age is the 4th searched Google term when you type in Troyzan. Sorry.
You might have people flipping more because
54.
It's anybody's. It could be anybody's game towards the end.
Yeah, it is 54. So you and Troyzan are the same age.
I said that.
One looks great. The other one, not so much.
Well, if I was a photographer
in Miami,
I think I'd have a little more, you know,
hanging with your BFF, Derek Jeter, you know, owns a baseball team in Miami, right? So
they're making a bid, I think. Him and Jeb Bush.
They were.
They
it was approved.
Oh, they approved it. Okay.
Well, I don't think it's been approved yet, has it?
They were the most highest biddest. Bid.
The most highest biddest.
Most highest biddest.
I'm tired. My mind is like everywhere tonight about all the millions of things that has to get done. Jay's giving me the Dave. He's shaking his head at me right now.
Anyway.
To be fair, I'm doing the same thing on this end.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm just going to start calling you Jackson. Action Jackson. Troyzan Jackson. Get
it? All right. Colleen's in rare form tonight.
This show, I'm going to say right now, we title this podcast 5 minutes too long.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So.
The last 5 minutes have been a disaster.
Okay.
And I had ice cream
Six minutes too long.
And I had ice cream beforehand, so
do we have any listener feedback for this episode?
Let me see. We do not, but I'm a slacker and forgot to tweet it. So
just calling him in Wanna podcast this week.
I took the week off from the broadcast. I took the week off from the tribe. Maybe I should have just taken the week off from this too.
I think you have.
I kind of.
I think you have.
It's okay. Nobody noticed.
Well, then that means it's time to tally the votes. Let's go to our preseason picks. Zeke, Colleen, you said merge. You get a point. Jack, you said merge 4th, which is wrong, but I'll still give you the point for the merge. And I said merge. We all said merge for Zeke, so we all get a point.
Woohoo! Everybody gets a point.
You get a point.
And you get a point.
I couldn't remember who I said was getting voted out. I can never remember who I picked.
So for episode 9, Jack, you said Brad. You've been on this Brad kick for a while. I said Michaela, and Colleen said Zeke. Colleen gets the point.
Holla!
Well, hey, you're bashing me for the Brad thing. I think that was a better pick than Michaela. There's no way Michaela.
I had a good reason for it last week, and I can't remember.
There was no good reason. She's the one.
I had a good reason.
You have to take her to the final 3. You have to.
But I had a good reason, and I don't remember what happened to her.
And I like Michaela, but she just can't win.
So who do we think's going home this week? I think I pick first. I'm going to say that's a tough one. This is a tough because it depends on how everything settles, how the dust settles. I'm going to say Sierra goes home next week. Colleen, you're up next.
I think using Sierra, really?
I really don't know. I'm kind of.
I know this is tough. I feel like this and Michaela. I'm going to say Michaela. I think Michaela's days are numbered.
Really?
I just told you she's not going home.
Well, sorry. You're wrong.
Why would you vote wrong. Michaela out?
Wrong.
There's absolutely. I'm saying it right now. There's these players are too smart. There's absolutely no reason to vote out.
Jack,
Michaela.
Do you want to make a bet?
Yeah, I'll bet my 5 points that Michaela doesn't go home
next week, or say for the rest of the she's
final betting.
Three.
I'm not engaging in any kind of wagers right at this moment.
All right, well, Jack puts his points on the table, but nobody takes him up on the offer.
No takers.
So, Jack, who do you think is going home?
I hate to say it. I like Officer Sarah, but I think it's the cop. Okay, and then she goes home.
Is it Sarah with an H?
Sarah with an H was getting bored. Sarah without an H was getting bored. Sarah with an H is going home, according to Jack.
All right, so the points as it stands right now, I have 6, Jack has 6, and Colleen is in the lead with 7.
She could have had 12 next week if Michaela got voted out, but oh well.
Well,
Colleen's first pick, Haley, was the first to go home. She still has a chance for 5 points with Culpepper if he ends up winning everything. Jack, your original pick is still in the game tie, so you still have a chance for a full 15
with two idols.
With two idols. And my pick, Sierra, original pick, is still in the game, so I still have a chance for 15 total points.
Didn't you just pick her to go home?
I did.
Well, you were the one that picked Di as your final pick and then sat there and made the case earlier, 10 minutes ago that he absolutely can't win.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was being a smart aleck because he can't get any votes because nobody the dude can't. I don't know why everybody likes him and he can't get any votes.
I think you need to change the verbiage here. You're saying can't get any votes and you need to change it to he didn't get any votes his first time playing. You don't know how it's going to happen the second time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. I'll get ripped off again.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Wait. Ty makes it to the final three.
Uh huh.
He gets absolutely no votes. Do they bring him back? What's the point?
Yes. Who cares how many votes you get? The amount of votes that you get shouldn't matter if whether or not you're
they brought
be
back Ozzy like 75 times, and the dude has never made it to the final three.
And Suri. Also a four timer.
Jeff, I can do that challenge.
Jeff, I provided fish to my tribe.
Fish for our tribe, but I didn't think about it. We don't have any water, and fish is really salty. That is my mistake. I'm going to go get some coconuts.
They would bring Spencer back in a heartbeat, and he didn't get any votes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you make it twice to the final three, and you don't get any votes. What's the point of bringing you back?
What about Russell? You think bringing Russell back?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, well, I mean, he got votes the first time, but...
Well,
Russell's
Russell's burned too many bridges. He's. I mean, that's a guy. If you didn't vote him off first, what are you thinking?
Well, that's what they did his third time. They lost the challenge on purpose to vote him out.
You know you can't trust him.
Look, so CBS doesn't care how well you play the game or not. That's why Keith Nailkeeps is probably going to come back again at some point. Like, they don't care. They want entertainment. They're a business that's. Wants to bring back players that people watch. People watch Ozzy. People watch Malcolm. People watch Ty. That's why Ty will always be invited back, no matter how many votes or lack of votes he gets in the final three. As long as CBS feels that he can.
And if I'm playing the game with Ty, I make a deal with Ty. Final three, Ty. Me and you.
And then he'll beat you.
Me and you, Ty. Me and you, Ty.
You're his magic lucky charm.
Yeah, that's it. Jack is Ty's lucky charm to win. He just needs that Glatfelter curse to be on the other side.
That's all I needed was Jack to be on the, and then
yeah,
it'd be me, Debbie, and Ty.
Jack, 0% chance of winning.
We yeah.
Okay, if I was on the jury, if I was, it was me, Ty, and Debbie got a vote and I didn't. Okay, then I would never play Survivor again.
You would take yourself out of the running.
Yeah. I say, you know what? I'm done, Jeff.
I'm good. I'm good. Hey, oh, you and Philip Shepherd got a vote, right?
Did Phil Shepherd get a vote?
He got one vote from that weird dude.
Oh, the guy that was like really ticked off at Rob.
No, that was Grant, right?
Grant that played for the San Diego Superchargers, but he was so bitter that he played a game and lost. He was my buddy.
I don't remember who voted for him because that was the very first season I ever watched, and I watched the last three episodes of it, so it really didn't even count. But so it's doesn't have much retention, and I have no desire to go back and rewatch that season to catch up. But I do know that Philip Shepherd, I remember him getting a vote.
Well, there you go, Jack. Anybody could have a chance
here. Anybody. This is America, of the free.
Philip Shepherd gets a vote, but not Ty. Okay.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Survivor, Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If you'd like to give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Calling time with your questions, comments, and or theories. Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Once again, it's SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. There's also an exclusive patrons-only Facebook group. If you contribute $5 or more a month on the Patreon, you get access to this exclusive Patreon group where we post fun things.
It is actually super fun. Boston live stream, Facebook live streams in there a lot. I don't know. We post.
But he still can't figure out how to put the same stream in the other thing, though.
Huh?
He can't figure out how to put the stream. He has to do two separate streams. He does one for the patron one and one for the Facebook page.
I'm saying get exclusive patron ones versus the other ones. So that's good.
That was our whole point.
It's basically the same thing.
Jack, you're not selling the exclusive patron Facebook thing very
just
well
stop.
Right now.
No, I'm bashing Chris because I figured it out.
No. Wait, let's dig into this for a second here. You know how to Facebook Live in general, first of all. Second, you know how to Facebook Live on two different streams, like on the same stream for two different groups?
I was able to send the one to the Facebook, Jay and Jack Facebook group, and the Patreon.
Was it a live stream or did you shoot a video? I think
it was a live, whatever it was. He can't figure out how to do it.
I don't know. Jack, do you know what Facebook is?
either way. But the patron one is a lot of fun.
Nice save. Good job.
Was it a good save?
No.
And also, the Married Man Show is doing its live patron show, monthly patron show.
Tomorrow.
The April patron show on the 5th or 4th, whatever.
So if you would like to join that live show, become a patron today over at patreon.com/JayandJack, or click on the Become a Patron link on jayandjack.com.
I've heard it from good. I got that Chris is going to be probably drunk before he gets on.
Yes, Chris himself actually told us that he's going to be staying with a friend before he flies to Raleigh the following morning. So drunk Chris will be making an appearance.
So drunk Chris smoking his vapor live.
I don't know if he'll be actually vaping. He might just be.
Now he always vapes.
Smoking the marijuana.
The Mentos. Anyway.
Hashtag Mentos and
big
alcohol.
Weekend this weekend, live Leftovers podcast with Jay, Jack, and Mike.
Mike Bloom in my house.
I'm back.
Also, we'll be doing a karaoke contest that will be live streamed on Saturday.
Amanda and I.
So join the Facebook group or follow us on Twitter.
I can't believe I have to work for it. What time's the karaoke?
We don't have a set time right now. It's going to be whenever we finish dinner and chill and get a few drinks in us so that people will actually be silly enough to do it.
So when's poker?
What time do you get off work?
What?
What time can you be here?
Oh, probably around 7.
Oh, so we'll do it at like...
I don't want to commit because I don't have to be there for that karaoke thing.
Oh, no, they're going to be happening at the same time. Figure about like 8 or 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
8, 9 o'clock Eastern.
We'll post links in all
the
groups.
I have to work the next day, too.
We'll post... You have to work and you stay up until like 3 a.m. If you stay up until 10, I think you're going to be okay.
Well, no. If I plan on winning the poker, I'll have to be there longer than 10.
Well, that's true.
Jack is on a winning streak in our local poker games.
Uh-huh.
But anyway,
also, if you want to buy a poker table, the best place to buy it is Amazon. Am I right?
yes. If you want to buy anything on Amazon, there's a way you can help out the podcast network at the same time. Use the link janejack.com/Amazon. Bookmark that link. When you go to that website, it just takes you, redirects you to the normal Amazon that you're used to using. But anything that you buy, a small percentage of that sale will go to the Jane Jack production fold. All right, well, that will do it. We'll see you guys next week for Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.